9:17, we have made the necessary arrangements. Kim Chatelaine joins us now, Jefferson Parish Inspector General, to talk about the imbroglio involving this brew pub in Gretna. Good morning, Ms. Chatelaine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Give us some background on this for people that might just be tuning in and didn't hear the initial conversation and don't quite understand what's happening here.
So back in September, our office released a public letter, and the purpose of that public letter was to pose questions and raise concerns to the parish council about their intention to use $10.3 million to give to a nonprofit to build a public building on public land with public money, but the building was going to be used for private gain, more specifically a brew pub and taco restaurant run by Port Orleans.
Okay, what is the nonprofit involved here?
The nonprofit is Jefferson Facilities, Inc., which is an economic development corporation.
Okay, so what does the law say about, and I'm not trying to cross-examine you, I'm trying to understand the way the system works. How did $10.3 million of public money get allocated to this Jefferson Facilities? What was the rest of it? Inc.?
Jefferson Facilities, Inc. And so what happened is, like, in about May of 2023, the parish council started passing these resolutions, which really, if you're the public, you're not understanding what you're seeing, because it started out with $34,000 to Jefferson Facilities, Inc. And then there was a resolution, we're going to approve the development of a multi-use building. And then there was like another resolution. Well, let's give them $465,000. And so it was like a series of resolutions spread out over months. And then in October of 2023, which is what caught my attention, there was a special council meeting. And that council meeting, the only item on the agenda was approving two leases to Port Orleans to operate a brewery and a taco restaurant in a building that wasn't even built yet. And this lease provided, like, they didn't even have to pay rent. They didn't even necessarily have to operate. We were going to give them, but, you know, whatever. There's no public money involved necessarily. But the building wasn't even built. And then in December, after the leases were approved, the parish council gave $8.6 million to Jefferson Facilities, Inc. to build this building for Port Orleans.
So, how can they say it wasn't, whoever said this, that it wasn't public money? I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either. You know, that Jefferson Parish was fortunate to get millions of dollars, a windfall to the parish on the other side of the pandemic. And instead of keeping that money whole, and instead of using that money in accordance with federal guidelines, what the parish did was they took the money in, they swapped it out for payroll, used payroll expenses to justify the money to the feds, and then took the money and put it into discretionary accounts for council members. So this is taxpayer money that got divvied up to the council because they washed through federal funds.
Where does the state attorney general come into this? What is she saying?
She, all I know is the statement in the paper, which is, you know, that it's under review and that she has questions about an investigation. We have not conducted any investigation yet. We're required to report out to external agencies such as the Attorney General whenever we find any issue that might be under their jurisdiction. So when we issued this public letter a month ago, we, of course, sent a letter to the Attorney General. I wasn't necessarily expecting the Attorney General to do anything one way or the other. We were just complying with our mandate to give notice.
What do you think is behind all of this?
We don't know yet. You know, we issued the public letter to literally raise concerns to the parish council to give them the opportunity and to empower them with information to consider seriously the ramifications of what they were about to do, not what they had done, but what they were about to do. I get the impression they plan on plowing forward. So we're going to do what we do, which is we're going to investigate, we're going to follow the money, we're going to audit, and then we're going to issue investigative reports and audit reports.
So some stuff has been made about you and a relationship between, or at least a friendship between, I don't mean to imply anything at all here, about you and Councilperson Jennifer Van Vranken. What would you say to people that are saying there's some kind of conflict there or some kind of friendship or something? What's going on with that?
I think it's a narrative intended to disparage and detract from the facts that are in the public letter. If anyone could come forward, would come forward and say, you put this in the public letter, this is wrong, or you put this in the public letter and it's not true. No one is addressing the merits of the public letter. They are trying to distract. I met Jennifer Van Vranken. It's no secret. She came on ahead of me under Parish President John Young. I started under Parish President John Young as the first director of ethics and compliance. So we met each other at the parish 10 years ago. I've made what I thought to be good, positive relationships with a lot of other outstanding professionals at the parish. She is one of them, but it has nothing to do with how I do my job or, more specifically, the issues in this public letter.
So have you spoken to Liz Merle or anybody from your office speaking to her office?
No, I have not spoken with the Attorney General's office.
I'm just concerned or wondering how she got involved with this. Do you know?
Other than we sent the notice to her office, I do not know. I don't know if anybody else has picked up the phone and called her. I don't have the Attorney General's contact information other than what's on her website.
So let me go to this story by Blake Patterson here, a talented writer at NOLA.com. And it says, officials at the state, parish, and city level lambasted the letter, saying it failed to identify any waste, fraud, or abuse and unfairly cast the project in a bad light just weeks before groundbreaking. They also criticized Chatelaine's office for not interviewing anyone involved in the project before issuing the letter. Thoughts?
Thoughts. The letter identified past waste. The letter identified future risk of waste. So I think, very sadly, the conversations that I have had with officials at the state and local level, when I start the conversation, I'm not that far in, and I realize that they have not read the letter. So I'm having a conversation with myself about facts that I know, facts that they don't know, and yet they want to hold firm to specific opinions. So that puts me in a really difficult spot when you're having a conversation with somebody who hasn't done their homework.
You know, somebody texted it in, and I really do need to go back on this because, again, some people follow, some people don't. Where exactly is this that we're talking about?
If you're familiar at all with downtown Gretna, there's a big, big public parking garage that services the courthouse and government. And then there's the government building. This space is across the street from the main government building. It's next door to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So we're going to be having a brew pub and a garage looking on to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
And what's there now?
A flat surface parking lot.
But you said we have a brew pub and a, what is it looking on to the Court of Appeals? A brew pub and a taco place? Is that what you said, or a parking lot?
Yes, they're going to be building a brew pub and a taco restaurant on the parking lot.
But when you said looking at the appeals, I don't understand what that's got to do with whether or not it's, what that's got to do with the Inspector General's office. That's where I'm confused. Because that seems like a judgment of what should be there and what shouldn't be there as opposed to the process.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're wanting to know where it is, that is physically where it's going to be located.
Okay. So I guess when it comes to precedent, are there precedents for other projects like this?
I'm not aware of any precedents of this nature. I am aware of public benefit corporations, public-private partnerships, where you can construct a public-private partnership, and the litmus test for whether it's a public benefit is that there's actually money coming back to the public. So other parishes have done public-private benefits with businesses where they get a return. Either it's a return by way of rent, it's a return by way of guaranteed employees, it's a return of some deliverable. In this particular case, we have no revenue being returned to Jefferson Parish.
So as it relates to Jefferson Parish, this is the first time anything like this has ever been done, as far as you know?
Well, when they built the garage, Jefferson Facilities, Inc. built the garage, it started out as a partnership where Jefferson Facilities, Inc. was going to build a garage, and the garage was going to be supported by the revenue from the garage. But as it turns out, the parish has picked up the full tab on that debt. So right now, we've paid for a garage in Gretna that we don't even own, and we don't see any revenue from that either. And that was part of the letter. In other words, I looked at what has been our past relationship with Jefferson Facilities, Inc., how have they performed? And let's look at that and see if we can learn something about how, what our risk can be in the future. And what we know in the past is they haven't performed for the benefit of Jefferson Parish.
So your concern is that Gretna's going to benefit from something if it goes good, and Jefferson Parish is going to be on the hook if it goes bad?
I'm saying we gave $10.3 million away. We're going to end up with a building that we're going to have to maintain, and we are going to see nothing for our $10.3 million. And that's waste.
Okay. Does Gretna, as an unincorporated area of Jefferson Parish, and when you say the parish is going to get nothing, and I'm not trying to get too far in the weeds here, but when you say the parish is going to get nothing, would they get a portion of sales tax or something that Gretna collects?
No. Gretna, the city of Gretna will collect sales tax. The state of Louisiana will collect sales tax. The parish of Jefferson is not collecting any property taxes because we own the property, we will own the building, and we're building it. So we are giving away $10.3 million, and we are not getting anything back.
Okay, so Joe Marino is going to be on next with me, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about this. If he were to say, or what would you, I guess, your biggest concern about this be, that there was not proper vetting of it, or that it's a bad business deal going forward? I'm trying to get a handle on this.
There's a very basic concept as taxpayers, and that is the government can't loan, pledge, or give away our tax dollars. Because if they can loan, pledge, or give away our tax dollars, then as taxpayers, we have no protections. This is the kind of situation that constitutional provision is there for. If Jefferson Parish can give $10.3 million away to build a building for Port Orleans, a private commercial operator in Gretna, then they can find $20 million and go give to another business in Kenner, and more money to go give to a business in Metairie. Government is not in the business of giving away millions of dollars, and the taxpayers get nothing back. So my immediate concern is we're giving 10.3 to the brew pub. My larger concern is, why is Jefferson Parish now in the business of giving away millions of dollars for commercial businesses and getting nothing back?
And there's nothing like this that's happened before in Jefferson Parish for commercial development, JEDCO, et cetera, none of this?
No, not like this.
Okay. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
No, appreciate being on once again.
All right. Thank you, Kim Chatelain, Jefferson Parish Inspector General. Kim, are you still there?
Yes.
Who owns the building after it's built?
Jefferson Parish.
Jefferson Parish does own the building, so they have that capital asset, right?
They will have the asset. They will not have use of it, and they will have the obligation to maintain it.
But if they wanted to divest themselves of it, could they?
Could they sell the building after it was built?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. That's a really interesting question. They could sell the land before the building was built. If they don't need the land, they could sell the land and somebody else can build the building too.
But I guess
it's an asset that can be sold.
So it would be an asset that the parish, I guess it, there would be an upside in that the parish would potentially have an asset that would be appreciating in value?
The parish would have an asset that's appreciating in value. It would still be a donation because the parish would not be getting the revenue for its use.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate your time. 9:33, we'll talk to Joe Marino, former state representative, practicing attorney. He testified for an hour before the Jefferson Parish Council about this project, as I understand it, before it started. 9:33, 27 till 10, traffic now, WWL. All right, 9:40, 20 till 10. Joe Marino joins us, former state representative, practicing attorney, talking about this brew pub thing in Gretna. Joe, I've spent some time talking about this now. I still don't know what the hell is going on. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know if there's a there or not. tell me what's happening here, because it seems like a lot of politics. And Ms. Chatelaine, you're welcome to call back if you want, but I don't understand.
Yeah, please call back. Please call back. Look. Good morning, Tommy, and thank you for asking me to give an update on the Kingfish Riverview development. I'm excited that we're about to break the ground. I want to throw that in first before we talk about this investigation, because this is going to be a game-changing Riverview development for the West Bank. When people see it, they're going to lose their minds. They're going to look at this and go, this is a destination to come to in the city of Gretna that the parish owns. I thought when the letter came out from the inspector general, the reason the letter has so many errors and incorrect statements was because she hadn't interviewed anybody. Mm-hmm. But now she started interviewing people, and now she started requesting documents. And I actually went to the council meeting, and I spoke for almost an hour about exactly what this is. This is a state capital outlay project where the state of Louisiana is funding the majority of the project. There is a small part of the project that the parish is going to put up as their local match. That is the commercial, the leasable commercial space. It is all interconnected. And in the end, what happens, and I can't believe she's still saying the same things now. I can't believe she's saying that we're giving away, we're donating money, we're donating assets. I can't believe that that's still happening. What the parish is going to get, so we can be clear, they're investing about $10 million of the money that came down from the American Rescue Plan for Economic Development that Councilman Edwards has the discretion to use in his district, mm-hmm. and he's dedicating that money. That's the only investment the parish is going to have in the process. And then in the end, they get the whole complex. They get the three-level parking garage. They get the commercial leasable space, which is prime real estate. There's also a linear park that's built into it with a outdoor concert space. There's a kiosk. The parish owns all that.
Well, yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. This seems like when you talk about having to maintain it, it's like, Joe, here's the deal, or Tommy, here's the deal. I'm going to give you this $500,000 home. It's absolutely free, but I got to tell you, you're going to have to maintain it. Well, that seems like a pretty good deal to me.
It's not giving. Okay, so they're trying to spin this into something nefarious. It's an economic development project that these small little groups that are nationally, you might have heard of them.
I meant good deal. Good deal.
GNO Inc.
Yeah, good deal from the parish's standpoint, where it's that.
It's a great deal. You're going from a lot, commercial, a flat lot. You own commercial leasable space, and you have a tenant that we have worked to get with into this space. It's a public-private partnership. This is not good government. This is great. This is smart. It's not just good,
Joe.
Everybody recognizes that.
In the time that we have, I want to try to clear this up as much as I can. I asked her if there were any precedents for this. She said not in the parish, but this is the same thing that the Superdome did with the renovation, right?
Lots of different across the country, across our state. You use these economic development corporations to manage and run properties that are owned by the local governments. This is some good government going on at a level that they don't understand, apparently. And even though we try to explain it, they continue to now defend the public letter to the end. And it's laughable to say that the parish doesn't get anything out of this agreement. That is absolutely ridiculous.
So the project is not in jeopardy, is it?
No, that's another thing. What I'm calling this is we're ready to move forward on Kingfish Riverview development, and we are moving forward on it. There was an attempt to stop it, install it, which, let me just be clear, I'm going to call it like I see it. That's ugly politics. It's political retribution.
Do that,
and
if
then
you will.
Also,
please, Joe, do that. Tell me the backstory behind all of this, if you would, because I know there is a political backstory, and if you don't mind getting into it, I think you could clear everything up if you would.
I've been trying not to. I've been trying about the project.
No, why don't you just get into the political backstory?
But I'll tell
backstory.
You what it is.
Do that,
all right, I'll
please.
Tell you what it is.
Please.
All right. A year ago, when this supposedly got on the radar of the IG or Jennifer Van Ranken, it happened to be when Jennifer Van Ranken was running for what was traditionally a West Bank at-large seat. She ran against it. She had opposition from Ricky Templet on the West Bank, and a lot of the West Bank was behind Ricky, and they supported Ricky. And then she called it into question during that election. And then after that, almost a year later, when we're getting ready to break ground, in year three of a project, her friend, the IG, drops a public letter making wild accusations that are unsupported by any investigation. And so all I hear from people everywhere is that this is just political retribution. This is just getting back at the West Bank for not supporting a councilman. And I don't want to spend all the time talking about that, but that it is what it is.
Well, okay. So when you talk about politics, you're talking about different camps, right? That's what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
So what camps are we talking about?
Well, the Jennifer Van Ranken and the West Bank political organizations, the council, Councilman Templet, it was his project. We're talking about...
So wait,
we're
talking Ricky Templet, it was his project.
Yeah, he was involved in it. I mean, it was a state project, okay?
So this would be retribution.
But Ricky was the one who was... Mm-hmm.
Okay, to pay back Ricky for the West Bank not supporting the losing candidate in this, and as a result now the IG, because of a relationship with the losing candidate, is attempting to torpedo the whole project or cast aspersions on it?
Yes, and let me just tell you what I saw just recently. I saw that the Attorney General has criticized this investigation, and it's under review, and they have concerns about the timeliness of the complaint and the sufficiency of the investigation conducted. I could tell you that there's something else that's going on here, or that this is really not a good project and I'm trying to cover it up, Tommy. None of that. Mm-hmm. It's a great project, and it's been through every check and review that it's needed to. It's in compliance with the law. And this, there is no reason to continue to spread misinformation. There is no donation of land. There is no giving away of money. Stop saying that. That's not correct.
So who signed off on this, Ricky? Who's in favor of this? Approach it from that angle.
Well, let me just make a list of who's not in favor of it. Two that I can come to mind right now, and they're the loudest components. The opponents of this. But Jedco reviewed the project, and they said, yes, this is a great economic development project for Jefferson Parish. G&O Inc. did an economic study on it. They signed off on it as well. There's a quote from G&O Inc. So we're talking about taking a lot that the parish owns and looking for what's the best use of this flat lot that's near the river. Their quote from GNO Inc., redeveloping public assets to achieve economic development goals is a powerful way to foster growth and invest in our community. I mean, we're talking about 55 jobs coming into this, to these businesses, and there's nothing that was done below or behind closed doors. There was no secret deals involved. This has all been following state law, parish ordinances. And again, we are now, how long has this been going on? And the Inspector General cannot point to a single thing to justify her claim that we've donated some land. She put out information that says the parish isn't going to own the garage until 2031. That's absolutely, the parish immediately owns the garage. She's fixing that up. She's saying that we're giving away money to a private entity. No, we're not giving away money to a private entity. We are taking the money that's in the discretionary fund of Councilman Edwards, using it for a transformational economic project, which it is intended for. And then that's the investment into the big project, which is a capital outlay project, where there's going to be about $28 million worth of money, primarily coming from the state of Louisiana. And then we're going to have this great economic tool that's going to drive more improvements in development, and it happens to be in Gretna, okay? But it's the parish's project.
Let me read you a couple of texts here, Joe, so you can respond to them. One says, $10 million taxpayer, $10 million taxpayer dollars to a private business, the Jefferson Parish will not get any sales or property tax, and they have to pay to maintain the area. You can't put lipstick on this. That's why we don't trust politicians. Respond to that, please.
Is that from Kim? That sounds like what Kim Chatelain just said.
I have no earthly idea what her phone number is. It's from 6401 or final four digits, but go ahead.
Okay, well, easy. Here we go again. The $10 million that the parish is going to invest is investing in developing and building and owning real estate, prime real estate. How is that not being called an economic benefit to the parish? You're going to own the real estate. It is prime real estate with a river view of the city. It's got multi-level indoor-outdoor seating. The parish fully owns this. It goes from a lot to that with the back behind it, three-level parking garage, with the linear park, and they own all that.
So that would go back to what I said initially about, okay, Tommy, I'm trying to think how I can make this apply, but basically I get the asset, I just have to maintain it, right?
Yes, and it's not, there's not even a note on it. It's not even a note. Now, on the rent, okay, so the rent from the businesses, okay, it goes to JFI, okay? JFI uses the money to maintain and operate the entire complex. And the money that is not used for that, if there is additional money that is in their account for that, it goes to other Jefferson economic development projects. JFI is a nonprofit. All the members of the board are appointed by Jefferson Parish. They have oversight. Jefferson Parish has oversight. And it goes to more economic development projects on the West Bank. That's where it goes. It doesn't go, it's a nonprofit. But these nonprofits are very, very common, and they're smart government when you want to interact and move faster and do CMAR projects, construction management at risk. That's what this project is, the way the parish is doing it. And it's a great project, and it's a great way to do a project.
So let me wrap it up this way, Joe. As I understand it here, the books are wide open. The process is wide open. Liz Merle, whomever, and although Liz Merle is not saying the attorney general, she's going to look at your project. She's saying she's going to look at, or the project, she's going to look at the inspector general. You guys are wide open. This has been thoroughly vetted. Come look at it, investigate whatever you want. Accurate?
I am getting all of the records that I can from the state because I'm not the rep anymore. I have to do a public record request. And I want to put them all in her hand to say, I've already explained it to you at the council meeting. This is the capital outlay project, but I'm going to hand you the documents so you can read them again. But what she's trying to do at this point, according, this is my opinion, what she, the inspector general, is trying to do is trying to make the facts of her investigation, which is ongoing, look like her letter. And that's just not how you do. That's an abuse of her office to throw out accusations and then investigate them, because you're bringing a lot of people's reputation into question, and that's not fair to the people or the project. And that's, you know, I mean, I take offense to it. I truly do.
Meanwhile, the project continues on, right?
The show goes on.
And you say investigate, look into it, do whatever you want. There's not a there there. Accurate?
And write another letter saying you were wrong.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Talk to Newell when we come back on WWL.